hold it. Sorry. It's 8:01 on the clock. We will call to order the Emergency Gage County Board Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens Hill, Doran, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann and Bauman will be gone today. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And at this time, anybody who would like to talk, sure, welcome. We need your name and address for the record, though.
Okay. I'm Don Schuler. Address is 9415 East Sage Road, Wymore. It was in fall of 2016, I organized two public meetings in regards to Beatrice 6. This was to inform and to discuss what we were facing in the terms of the judgment that you all, of course, are aware of. It was and is still my feeling we need to ask the state for help. They have responsibility for this. I had discussions with you, Myron. I was told it was too early to go to the state to ask for their assistance, that we needed to wait for the appeal of the Eighth Circuit Court. I don't like to sit and wait. I want a backup plan, and I want a backup plan for the backup plan, especially for problems of this magnitude. By now, how to proceed should be a formality. In 2016, I took it upon myself to write a letter to Governor Ricketts and ask him to budget for this judgment. Eventually, I finally received a reply. He also said we needed to wait to see what the outcome of the appeal is. If he had budgeted for this, he would be in a position to help us today. The outcome is here. There should be no more waiting. Yet during this time of waiting, almost 2 years, nothing has been done to figure out what to do if this appeal failed. Senator Baker submitted a bill to the legislature which would have made it possible for the state to pay a judgment on behalf of the state, or on behalf of the subdivision of the state. I and three others were the only ones who testified in favor of this bill. I didn't expect it that it would make it out of committee, especially without help from the board, but we at least brought it to the attention of the governor and the legislature. According to the Lincoln Journal Star, you, the board, still do not know what to do. You are trying to get a better understanding of what it all means and how you can go about solving it. You have had plenty of time to be prepared. Now is a fine time to start to figure out what to do. That's all for my comment. Thank you.
Can we comment on these?
No. Don't say a thing. I mean nothing. I'm sitting on my tongue right now.
That's at the end of my tongue off.
Well, I am.
Hold. No.
Guys,
no,
this it doesn't do any good, and it's contrary to the statute. So,
Roger.
Let's talk to our people first.
Is there anybody else for public comment? Anybody else for public comment? If not, I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session. We will have some comments afterwards. I don't know how long this will take or whatever. I do know one of our attorneys has a timeline where they have another meeting they need to get to. So we will see as we proceed here and everything. But otherwise, I will entertain a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual at 8:06 on the clock. And this is also because of litigation and future negotiations.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Vote 6-0 in favor.
Oops. Are you ready?
Okay, run. Okay, at 10:04 on the clock, I will entertain a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0 in favor. And Pat, at this time. Oh, one quick thing. We did have Joel Nelson and Joel Bacon were also on the phone with us during this whole meeting. So we had these group of attorneys here, our bankruptcy attorney Jim Overcash, and then our legal team here. And then Joel Nelson and Joel Bacon were on a conference call where they were on the speakerphone with us during the whole time we were in here. So now, Pat.
I think to sum up the issues that face the county involve both proceeding with the petition for certiorari, but also planning to address the issue of potentially ultimately having to pay the full judgment, and that those issues will have to be addressed. I think if there are any questions after that, I guess I'll just answer the question. But from this standpoint on, I think the board will proceed along the lines we have been proceeding for over 2 years to address all those issues, the potential for county liability being imposed. But I also think it's important to note that people who suggest that the county hasn't been doing anything or is suddenly faced with a difficult situation with no prior planning are completely wrong. We've been dealing with this issue for many years and specifically addressing the issues of what needs to be done for over 2 years on a regular basis. Lots of research is being done. Some research still remains to be done. We've talked to both private and public parties. Suggestions that the state hasn't been contacted are completely false. The state's been contacted on numerous occasions addressing these issues, both through the legislature and executive branch. So those kinds of approaches are steps the county has been taking and will continue to take until this matter is resolved. Any other questions?
Okay. Now, Lydia, would you like to make a comment, too, about you have reached out to Jeff Patterson, yeah.
Yes. Melanie Whittemore-Moncios. I have talked to Jeff Patterson yesterday about what the county intends to do to try to get this judgment paid.
Anyone else have any comments or...
Just smile.
We did have a two-hour meeting, like I said. Our other attorneys were here. We had a lot of discussion about various aspects of what is involved going forward and what Jim Overcash, he's not here, but he has also reached out to the group and visited with the group in Omaha and also Kansas City. So we will be having all of our attorneys back next week again at our regular scheduled board meeting with the plan to have more information that we can have some more discussion going forward. Anything else from anybody? If not, at 10:08, we will have adjourn the meeting.